Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is a More Than Just Podcast production.
Welcome to Spotcast. This is the special Spotcast or Spocky Award.
You want to try that again?
Yeah, no, I'm just going to go with that. this is episode, well, it would be season six, episode 38. I just want to recap the Spocky Awards. I mean, it's been out there
since
January.
You're not even going to introduce us? No love?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, my name's Tim Mitchell. I'm Toronto, Ontario, and I'm joined by Jonathan Kuhlein in Mississauga, Ontario.
Hello there, kids.
And we have Jaime Lopez Jr. in Seattle, Washington.
How's it going?
Yeah. We're just going to want to go through the results of the Spockies. We covered a couple of weeks ago how we got around to deciding what was going to be in the ballots. And I did get feedback from one person today saying, how come some of them had other and some of them didn't? And I said, oh, that was my mistake when I was putting together this list. You know, we had too many choices in some cases and not enough in others. So what we decided, if you didn't catch that last episode, which would be two episodes ago, is we won't judge, we are going to judge the Spockies, but we wouldn't judge you for not, you know what I mean? We decided that we would have like the top three, and then each one of us would save a choice, and so that we'd have at least a selection of six or seven per category, right? So, if you guys are ready, we can go through. Do you want me to share my screen, or what do you want to do? I'll share my screen.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, because so what happened was we put the Spockies out there, and people went in and voted. Some people voted in. I mean, the earliest vote we had was friend of the show, Dave, Dave Price. He put his stuff in on the 10th of January, which is when we first published this. And Jaime did his on the 18th. I don't know if Jaime's opinion has changed since then, but, sometime in March, I did mine. And then I just published a couple of days ago saying, hey, still got some time to put some votes in, and a few people added some stuff over the last couple of days. And then, of course, I posted again today saying, you know, hey, a few more hours left to do this. And some jerk went in and put in 30,000 entrants. So we normally do this on Google Forms, and it's nice because it automatically does pie charts for you. So I had like an animal, had to go into a spreadsheet program and make my own pie charts to calculate the winners. So before I do that, I'm just going to go share my screen so you guys can see what I'm looking at. Yeah, so here we are. So we'll start off with the best movie. I don't know if I should do it or you should do it, or how do you want to do this?
Why don't we take turns? You can start and then we'll just rotate through.
Okay, I'll do the best movie of... I'm not going to go through who the people were, but I'm going to talk about who actually won. So Guardians of the Galaxy far and away with 30... Well, not far and away, but ahead with 32% of the votes. And there was a split between the creator and Barbie for the rest of the choices. And then Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse came in at number three. So, you know, the two-way tie for number
fourth,
two.
Yeah.
So... Somebody voted for Godzilla Minus One. That's all I got to say, right? I'm just going to leave that there.
And somebody voted for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem, too. I thought Guardians was good, but I'm a little surprised. I thought people would be higher on the Across the Spider-Verse. I am a little surprised that one finished quite as low as it did.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, if you look at the results here, Guardians of the Galaxy came out of the gate fast, right? Like, first, you know, nine votes were like for the Guardians of the Galaxy, right? So, and it might have been fresh in people's minds at the time, right?
Yeah.
We did that, right? So do you want to take the best TV show?
Yeah, our best TV show, again, was close. It was actually a close one. Last of Us. The Last of Us won the Spocky Award for best TV show for 2023. But it edged out Star Trek Strange New Worlds, a very strong showing. And it's funny because we're a Star Trek podcast, ostensibly. We do talk about a lot of other things, and we are fans of lots of other things. This was the first time where I kind of felt like a Star Trek season, and it's hard to say because I've enjoyed a lot of the Trek that we've covered over the past 6 years. This was the first time where I was like, yeah, that was as good as anything else on TV last year. Mm-hmm. That Strange New World season, that got my vote. And it's interesting to see that it was that high. So yeah, first place was Last of Us. Second was Strange New Worlds. And then a distant third was Ahsoka. So but again, a great year for sci-fi and fantasy television.
All right, Jaime, you can take the best Star Trek.
Best Star Trek is just a category in and of itself. It looks like at 55%, you have Star Trek Strange New Worlds, tie for second place between Lower Decks and Picard.
Yeah, but 55%, that's more than half, right? So
more than half, yeah. You could add up the two runner-ups, and you would still have a pretty healthy lead.
You could add up all the other ones, and you'd still be in the lead.
I mean, like, it'd be a much closer lead, though, right? Like, you know, you'd be sweating, but if you're 55% and get 30%, you're like, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm going to bed early, you know?
Well, in Canada, that's enough for Strange New Worlds to separate from the rest of the country, so.
Yep.
All right? Oh, back to me. Yeah. Back to me. Best actor in movies. This was the lean category, yeah, where we didn't have enough people. I was actually surprised to see how this one turned out, but Bradley Cooper as Rocket Raccoon got 47% of the vote, but you know, chasing him down the road there was 37% for Ryan Gosling in Barbie. I'm just going to look at the results here to see if it was something to do with his performance at the Oscars. Yeah, like if you look at the votes, it's heavy with Bradley Cooper in the early running, and then bringing up the rear is Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, so
wouldn't be surprised if that's a recency thing, right?
Yeah, it's possible. Although, you know, Barbie the film came out quite a while ago.
Yeah, but I mean, he was one of the better performances at the Oscars this year. So
yep. Oh, I mean, cool. They stole the show. That performance was hilarious.
Yeah. 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 Well, I don't know if you noticed, but did you notice that the men who were backing him up?
No, yeah, it was Judy Gatwa for his Doctor Who. There was
the outfits they were wearing were the same tuxedos that they wore in Gentlemen's Preferred Blondes. Were
Marilyn Monroe? I pointed that out to my wife when we were watching it. She didn't get the reference, which I imagine anybody under a certain age probably might not have, but everyone over a certain age did.
That ended up being a meme on the interwebs.
Yep.
Over to you for Best Actor TV.
Yeah, Best Actor TV. So this one was a bit of a runaway as well. We got Pedro Pascal himself. Zaddy got 39% of the vote and ran away with Best Actor TV. And again, good category for this one. Our second place was, again, a fair bit behind was David Tennant as Doctor Who. Again, I was a little surprised by that one, but
he got one vote, you mean? Or
yeah, I mean, again, it was definitely Pedro Pascal's category. Sorry, it was Anson Mount, I guess.
Looking at
the colors.
Place.
The colors are a little hard to read here, but Anson Mount, sorry, was actually second, and then Tom Hiddleston after that. Sorry, David.
You can see the numbers
David
in the
Tennant
chart.
Only got one, but it's the red and the pink on my screen here are a little hard to parse. Okay. So, it was definitely a runaway win for Pedro Pascal, which is not surprising. I mean, the man won the best actor award at the Emmy Awards recently for that. So we're on the right track.
And if you combine with Nick Offerman, it ends up as The Last of Us pulling in 50% of the vote.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So Best Actress, Jaime?
Best Actress Movies. Looks like Margot Robbie from Barbie. But it's really tight because your number two, actually your two runners-up are a mere 5 percentage points behind. So you end up with Hailee Steinfeld from Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse and Iman Vellani from The Marvels. So your vote matters, people. You could have flipped.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This one was really close.
Yep. And then we have Best Actress TV, which is me. And tied right down the middle between Bella Ramsey for Last of Us and Tawny Newsom for Star Trek Lower Decks.
Yeah, that's a great one. I'm glad she got the recognition. I'm glad people felt the performance in that. Obviously, that's a voice performance, but she was she was great last season. She really was.
Well, she was also in. They also did a live action episode, didn't they?
They did. I mean, that was a Strange New Worlds episode, not a.
Right. Not and then the next one. So tied for second/third is, looks like, Rosario Dawson as Ahsoka and
Rebecca Ferguson
for Silo. Yeah.
Yeah. Again, killer category. So many incredible performances last year.
Most anticipated movie
of the year. Again, a tie. We had a two-part tie. Dune Part 2, which obviously has come and gone, but I'm glad that one definitely still got its play, because I think a lot of people were looking forward to that, myself included. And Deadpool 3, which is now, of course, Deadpool and Wolverine. But those two kind of destroyed the category. They really kind of ran away with that one compared to all the other comers.
And somebody is living under a rock because they voted for Madam Web.
No, yeah. I'm defending this person, right? Like, I don't know what was going on
months ago. You never know.
I don't know what was going on there, but like, kudos to you for sticking to your guns, because even Dakota Johnson herself is like backing away and be like, "Man, it paid the bills." I actually do kind of want to watch it now. Like, you know, I want to see. Does it circle around, you know, from you know, bad to so bad it's good?
That could be the thing, right? So yeah, that's an interesting choice, right? To choose that one. But then again, maybe that was they were anticipating. This is early in March when they made that vote. So
yeah, you don't know how it's going to turn out. It's all about anticipation, and you know, the hype was there for Madam Web. You know, it was like, oh, interesting. Could be something there. And it perhaps didn't pull together.
So who's up now? Me? Is it
you? It's Jaime for Most Anticipated TV Show.
This is a real tough one.
It's actually a runaway winner. This is our Moonlight moment. So Star Wars The Acolyte has the highest one. There are accidentally two entries. I'm going to guess either that's...
No, you know what? I think it's only four votes for The Acolyte. So
you think it's not twice?
Because I had to do these by hand.
Was one supposed to be Skeleton Crew?
No. It's just that I put the row in there twice. So there's
we're going backstage to recalculate
Let's do a recount and do live on the show recount. Let me just delete this row. Delete row.
Okay, I thought maybe the original.
There's your result.
Form like accidentally had it in there twice. You know, like
no.
Okay,
gotcha. I had to delete 30,000 entries. So
no, I don't blame you. But I was like, I don't remember.
There were 30,000 votes for Barbie as best movie. Just it was whatever the first choice was in each category. That was what the 30,000 entries had done. So, but they didn't realize they're dealing with an IT person who can clean data. But that's their fault. Anyway. So there you go. You got it. Definitely is The Acolyte, I mean.
Yeah. The most anticipated show, and the trailer probably will help that as people want to go anticipate more. Really close would have been the new season of Doctor Who coming out, and Three Body Problem, which is out now but was anticipated at the time which we put this out.
Yeah, and I mean, I think my point was it's like it's the vote is really spread there. Like, there's no clear. I wouldn't say there's a clear winner with, you know, only that 25% of the vote, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you go down,
like a good year.
If you go down the list,
let's look at the spread here. Look at the spread here. Yeah, so it's kind of like the votes are all over. So most of the votes from so these are all like all the way to 14 is March, right? So like these first batch would have been the March votes would be like the early votes, and then the which one am I highlighting here? Hang on a second. Highlight the row, damn you! There you go. Okay. So these last votes here are like Fallout, Three Body Problem, Acolyte, X-Men 97, The Boys. Somebody must have wrote in The Boys. I don't think we had that one in there. And then So these votes here are a recency thing, right?
Yep. Yeah. But there's a good spread if you go to the full list that everybody voted, everything that got a vote. I mean, this is an interesting spread, right? So you've got things like, you know, Star Wars, The Acolyte. You have, you know, two different Star Trek series of Lower Decks and Prodigy. You've got something that's very different in The Boys, Rings of Power from Lord of the Rings, Doctor Who's very different, the Agatha Darkhold Diaries, Avatar, The Last Airbender, X-Men 97, Fallout.
Yeah.
Like, this is a, this, you all can't see this, but this rainbow wheel, this like skinny beach ball on macOS thing kind of tells me that, like, we're in a really good era now where there's a bunch of choices for fans of this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yep. And finally, we have the most anticipated, this last one, right? Yeah, most anticipated Star Trek property, and that would be, looks like, at 44%, Star Trek, second 31.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Interesting that we obviously just started with Star Trek Discovery, where season 5 is off to the races. Didn't get a lot of love. Didn't get a lot of love. Now, I think we can agree that the last season was not exactly a out of the park home run, so I can understand. But I think I'll be curious to see if this season can salvage the reputation a little bit.
Yeah, number two most anticipated is, of course, Lower Decks Season 5. So people really like the humor of Star Trek not taking itself too seriously, right?
Yeah, and I think also the Section 31 is just because it's something different, right? Like, I think, obviously, the Zsa Zsa character is great. And, you know, I mean, what can you say about her? She's amazing. But I think that one's a particularly interesting one just because it's something else.
Yeah, that's a good point. The rest are, you know, further seasons of existing things. So you kind of know what you're getting into in a season five or a season two.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, I got to wrap it up cause I got to go put dogs to bed and stuff. So, we'll call it. That's it for another year of Spockies. We'll come back to this later.
Thanks to everyone for voting.
Yeah, thanks for voting. And so, Jonathan, people want to get in touch with you, where would they find you?
You can always find me on X and on Instagram as @JPKNews or on YouTube as youtube.com/@JPK.
And Jaime, if people want to get in touch with you, where would they find you?
I'm on Twitter as @DevOfTheHair.
All right. My name is Tim Mitra, TimMitra on the Twitter machine, the Mastodon machine, the Instagram machine, and all the other machines. So until next time, we'll see you in the future. Bye.
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 You've been listening to the Spotcast Podcast. This is Jean-Luc Picard.
Shut up, Wesley.
Sorry, say again. Just the tag. Gotcha. If you want to find out more about the podcast or see the episode show notes, visit the Spotcast website at spotcast.com. You can get in touch with us on the website or follow us on Twitter at Spotcast. If you have feedback or questions, send us a tweet with the hashtag AskSpotcast. If you like the show, please consider recommending us to a friend, writing a review on iTunes, or pledging any amount at patreon.com/Spotcast. You can find details on how to help us on our website, spotcast.com/sponsor us. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the future.
Great to see you guys, or hear you anyways, and glad we're back.
Likewise. See you on the 11th.
Sounds good.
Right. Ciao.
All right,
everybody.
Bye. Bye. Bye.